Blog Talk Radio.
Ramadan Mubarak. Brothers and sisters, it is an incredible blessing to be midway through this blessed holy month of Ramadan, and it is a blessing for all of us to be gathered together this evening. This promises to be an inspiring, satisfying, fulfilling 2 hours together, and we are blessed. First of all, let me say welcome to the Elevated Places Network, to our Thursday night edition, Ask Minister Ava, with myself, Sister Ava Muhammad, my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our executive producer, who is always on top of everything, including getting the show started when I got a little bit caught up in something we were working on, and started this program. And, of course, Brother Terrence and Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, our host of A Time for Justice on Elevated Places Network each and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, 8 Eastern, who will be joining us tonight also as a contributor. And we are so happy, Brother Terrence, that we will be joined shortly by the National Imam for the Nation of Islam, Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad, who will discuss the discipline of self and the blessings of the fast of Ramadan. And those of you who are registered in the Nation of Islam and were able to hear him last evening at our meeting were truly inspired. And I think he'll share some of that same insight. He is just such a blessing. He's such an asset to the Nation of Islam, which we'll get into a little bit more as we go through the program. But for now, I want to to take us further into tonight's program, our beloved brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam, Ramadan Kareem, and man, it feels good to be back on Blog Talk. Now, of course, every Thursday is wonderful to be back on Blog Talk, but it's special to be back on Blog Talk when last week we was on Zoom and I couldn't hide out and nibble and mute my phone and nibble and mute my phone and nibble on some breaking my fast. So there was deep love for this audience that we call on this Elevated Places Network. We have so much love for you that you know, doctor said, we need to have this show on Zoom with Attorney Ben Crump. And I was like, yes, ma'am. And we wanted to make it happen. And then when it got closer, I was like, hold up. What is Sunset? Does it set during the time of the show? And I think I just got one able moment to just grab some water. Both of us did. But we wanted to make sure that it was a wonderful show. And this is something I got to tell y'all. Y'all got to follow MinisterAva.com. Y'all got to follow her on social media, Instagram, Facebook page. Y'all got to follow. Y'all got to follow. So when y'all see these changes, when we might do a Zoom, y'all got to know. But, you know, those that call in early, we made sure we came over here to the switchboard just to let y'all know. Come over to the YouTube page. Come over to the, you know, the Zoom and get on. So we was making sure that we covered all the bases, but we are here back on Blog Talk, and y'all ain't going to see what I'm doing tonight, what, you know, what we're going to break with, but we are here, and we are thankful, as our sister just mentioned, Sister Dr. Ava mentioned, that we are almost halfway, practically halfway through Ramadan. So we are hoping that that first 10 days you got some mercy, and Allah was merciful as he's always off to return to mercy. And we know that now, boy, Lord, have mercy. I need each and every one of these next 10 days of forgiveness. Lord, Lord, please forgive me. Because as a brother said the other night, he said, it's not about what you haven't done. You ain't do this. You ain't do that. No, you may have not done that. You ain't done that. But what have you been thinking? How has your thoughts been? What is the quality of your mind, and how have you been treating your brother and sister? And also we have to remember, even in our good space and thanking Almighty God Allah for mercy and the blessings and the gratitude and humility for the deeds we have, food, clothing, and shelter. You know, I always see, you know, when I walk in and I see the condition of our people, it hurts me because I may be in a situation where I may not have it all, but I got more. We got to remember, be grateful for what we do have, because in just a short amount of time, it could be gone. But let me get right into this. We always want to welcome you throughout the week to involve yourself with more study, more things. I already mentioned MinisterAva.com. The master's class is coming back up April 26th. Project Separation this Tuesday at 8 p.m. Project Separation this Tuesday at 8 p.m. You don't want to miss that, April the 19th. And the master's class is coming up. So it's so much coming up. MinisterAva.com again. But also on Sunday, you can come back and you can go to NOI.org to get some of this life-giving teachings from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, taught today by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on NOI.org, 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern. And also tomorrow night, we have studynoi.org or study.noi.org or just noi.org, and come to our self-improvement study group, and back on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. And we just want to make sure, we just want to drop a couple of things that's out there in the news. Shout out to Kyrie Irving, brother, won the other night, doing his thing, 34 points. And then came on the commentary and said, yeah, it's Ramadan. Yeah, I'm fasting. And I ain't just fasting alone. There's brothers and sisters all over fasting because I got the God in me and the God is in you. And, you know, and the commentator recognized it. Well, it must have been God to get you these 34 points. He had to bear witness. But the fact that the black man played in the NBA during the month of Ramadan, shout out to that brother. Shout out to that brother. And brothers and sisters in the Nation of Islam, we know about one meal a day. So this is not something strange that we can't operate. We know about the three-day fast every month that we have, and we operate and we move. And there's some that are in the gym working out, and they do this fast on a regular. So this ain't nothing new for us, but we are grateful when we see one of our own brothers representing on the national and international scale, showing the benefits of fasting, that you can still do what you need to do. That was a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Don't forget, he has stood firm and resolute from day one on this vaccine.
Very strong.
Brother Tyree, yes. Following
That's right.
the directive of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to the Black nation and humanity at large not to take the vaccine. And see, when you stand on truth, when you feed on truth, as we just went through the study guide, the brain is a transmitter. And when it receives the right information, it transmits the right information.
That's right.
And he is just becoming a central figure in the sports world and beyond of the new world coming in. But let me let you get back to what you're saying. But you just inspired me to inject that by giving him that nod, which he deserves.
Oh, most definitely, because that set it off. That was the thing that was out there, and everybody was looking at and wondering about and talking about. And, you know, y'all didn't understand him not taking the vaccine and all the stuff he was going through, but y'all ain't understand either how he can get 34 points on you during Ramadan.
Look at it.
So, you know, y'all can go ahead and eat all y'all want. He was faster and won the game with 34 points. So that's a whole nother conversation. But then a serious matter, Dr. Ava, this is Black Maternal Health Week, and we definitely need to look at Black maternal health because it is a very serious issue, and we're looking at the systemic issues of racism in maternal health and the birth rate or the mortality rate of Black women when they are giving birth and all of the things around it. There's a lot of things that are going on around this particular issue, and I forgot to pull up some of the information that has been put out there about maternal health. But this is a very, very serious, you know, very serious kind of conversation and a serious week and things that need to definitely be to discuss because it is something. Matter of fact, I think I can pull it up. It was like it said 22% of Black women receive a lower quality of care and are subject to discrimination in the health care field. And it says in 2020, Black women were most affected with a mortality rate of 55.3 deaths per 100,000 live births. And Black mothers are more likely to suffer from PMADS. And I probably said it all wrong, but y'all know what it is. But there's a lot of things that are going on, and they said Black women are three times more likely to have a maternal death than white women. So these are things that are going on that we need to be aware of and pay attention to as we'll end this week of from April the 11th to April the 17th, Black Maternal Health Week. And I hear Dr. Ava, they capture or have in custody, to sad to say, the Black gentleman that the other day came on to the Brooklyn subway, put on a gas mask, threw out gas, and started shooting people where 10 to 15 people were shot and wounded, and it had to be one of us, but we want to see how that story actually unfolds. But that happened a couple of days ago, or yesterday, or on Tuesday. And sad to say, well, I got to remember, I got to be respectful and I got to be honorable and real respectful. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, President Biden, did visit our city today, Greensboro, North Carolina. He stopped by North Carolina A&T, and you know, I got to be respectful for the position. I didn't go. Everybody said, I knew you going to be there. I said, oh, no, I'm not, sir. But those that needed to be there, they was there. And, of course, we're the largest HBCU, so he made his little stop and stopped the city for him flying in and flying out. But, yeah, he was in this city today. But that's about all so we can get to this show. But we thank everybody for coming back to Blog Talk, and we thank everybody for joining us on Zoom. There's a lot more that Elevated Places Network will be doing. We're so excited. Continue to listen to the Ramadan Prayer Line, ramadanprayerline.com, and hear the good words and inspiration, what our sister Denisa report, Brother Akbar, and all those that come on and give us some good jewels during this month of Ramadan. And continue to remember, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is still on Twitter, and he is tweeting out some good things, getting closer to our Lord and one another during this time of Ramadan. So do all that you can to complete and be a part of this fast during Ramadan. Back to you, Dr. Ava.
Oh, thank you so much, Brother Terrence. Thanks for opening us up. It's awesome every Thursday how you cover all of the key points for us as a nation. And we want to remind every one of us that the Final Call newspaper is not just for us. It's not a newsletter. It's a newspaper. And we should be working hard as we can to get this newspaper into the hands of our suffering people. This week, the front page is the chastisement of Allah, God, has begun. This is on the front page of the Final Call. It's not coming. It has begun.
That's right.
And you see the fulfillment, sadly, of the words of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in Fall of America, how the final wars would start in Europe, and there would be graves and bodies all over Europe. This thing is just, as Student Minister Ishmael pointed out yesterday, it's just beginning. It's just beginning. And so this idea that things will just go away and we can return back to our perception of normal, forget about that. This is the time for repentance. And Minister Farrakhan's article, "The Beginning of Sorrows," is something that we must read. Remember to go to the COVID section of the paper on the depopulation agenda. The vaccines are just an instrument, one in a wheel of weapons of our destruction. And there's a very powerful article by Brother Dr. Ridgely Muhammad that is thoroughly researched on the fact that these vaccines are part of a sinister plan to rob us of our right to our own planet. Please read that, and it's filled with science. This is part one of a two-part series, and the depopulation briefs from the Nation of Islam Research Group are a must-read as well.
That's right.
I do want to note, and I think you mentioned it, we do have a new master class coming up on the 26th of April, and that's going to be 6:30 to 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 to 7:30 Central, and I've entitled it "The Third Force: Release Your Power Now or Never." It is for men and women. Most of us are aware of the first and second forces in the universe, but there's a third force, and it is time for us to identify and live out our own individual divine purpose. We owe this to ourselves and to our fellow human beings. At this time, it really gives me great pleasure, as we move into the program, to bring on our dear sister, who again serves as the moderator for a phenomenal program every Tuesday night on Elevated Places Network, A Time for Justice, none other than Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Mubarak, Sister Pamela.
Wa alaikum salam, Ramadan Kareem, Sister Minister Ava Muhammad, and Brother Terrence. Assalamu alaikum to you as well, sir.
Assalam.
Yes, sir. All praises are due to Allah, Sister Dr. Ava. I just thank you so much for always acknowledging our show, A Time for Justice, and we'd like to always thank the Elevated Places Network for allowing us to to try to serve in that capacity of trying to just give legal commentary to, you know, to the listeners. So all praises are due to Allah, and we pray that we can continue to serve in that capacity. And so, Sister Ava, I wanted to bring out the topic tonight, as Brother Terrence was bringing out about the sisters and the maternal health and genocide. I just had to talk about the brothers and the murders that are going on at the hands of police once again. As you mentioned, the final call also had a story about our brother Ronald Green, who, as everyone knows, Ronald Green was killed in Louisiana back May 10, 2019. Brother Ronald Green's death occurred on a rural roadside in northeast Louisiana, and as of yet, there have been no charges. And in the court, it points out how it took over 474 days for there to even be an inquiry. And as we know, this case of Mr. Green involves videos seen dragging Mr. Green by ankle shackles. And Mr. Ronald Green, he died as a result of a violent and lengthy struggle in some type of traffic incident, and, you know, dying at the hands of state police. So we just wanted to raise up that article, as well as today. Unfortunately, we know the headlines are talking about the death of our brother Patrick Leoya, who is 26 years old. And Mr. Leoya was killed in Grand Rapids, Michigan on April 4th, and he was shot and killed during a traffic stop. You know, Mr. Leoya was another unarmed, no weapon in Mr. Leoya's possession. The only weapon, according to the newspaper, the only weapons found are those by the officer, the officer's gun. And we, you know, as everyone has seen or probably heard by now, that this officer was laying on top of Mr. Leoya when he just took out his gun and shot him in the back of the head, which is just an execution that many are comparing it to war footage. And so in Mr. Leoya's case, they have recovered four cameras, four videos. They've got the video from the passenger, they've got a patrol car video, and they've got some doorbell footage that does record this incident. They've got a police body cam, but it's interesting that right before the police officer shot Mr. Leoya, shot and killed him, they say the body cam was deactivated, and they're not having determined whether or not that was intentional or whether it was accidental. But that police body cam was deactivated right before the officer pulled out his gun and shot Mr. Leoya in the back of the head. And so it says that according to a newspaper article on AP, they said Mr. Ben Crump blasted what he called an unnecessary, unjustifiable, excessive use of fatal force that saw the officer escalate a minor traffic stop into a deadly execution. And, you know, it's very sad, Sister Minister Ava, because this is a family that escaped from, his mother is Dorcas Leoya, and his father is Peter Leoya. And they both, they say that they had fled war in the Congo, only to discover genocide in the United States. And the mom is recorded as saying, "I thought that I came to a safe land. Now my son has been killed with bullets." So, you know, I just wanted to lift up that story tonight, where we know since 2016 to 2021, police have killed more than 400 drivers or passengers. This is what the New York Times is reporting, as well as they've actually shot 5,000 citizens. And again, these 400 drivers or passengers are all unarmed. And so, you know, and I think it's an interesting stat, and I want to close on this. According to the New York Times, they say that there's less than a 1 in 6.5 million chance according to a 2019 study, that police officers would be killed in some kind of vehicle traffic stop. So one in 6.5 million in this type of traffic stop. And but our brothers are being killed, and our brothers and sisters. So I just wanted to close with that. Thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, beloved. And though it's a sad report, we thank you for it, because even during Ramadan, there's no relief from what is happening to us. None whatsoever.
That's right.
From what is happening, and it just over and over again, we have to repeat and reiterate that separation is the best and only solution to the problem between black and white in America. And so with that note, and moving to the phase of our program where we can now begin to bask in the joy of Ramadan, this brother is someone I just love dearly. He's one of my little brothers on the executive council. He, as we all know, is a great grandson of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And in his own right, he is very accomplished, to the point that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, I think it was 2013, he can correct me when he comes on, appointed him the national imam for the Nation of Islam. And I cannot overemphasize the critical importance and value and blessing to us as a nation to have this position and to have it filled by someone. Those of you who know him know he has such a beautiful persona and demeanor. And when my beloved daughter Sherelle, the award-winning Sherelle, who's a senior now at Howard University, was having all sorts of difficulty in those early teen years and coming through school, he was like a safe haven for her. And he taught her in his class. She was in his Arabic class. And she learned to love the language, and when you love the language, you love the religion as well, as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now, in addition to conducting Islamic sciences, he specifically is conducting the Ramadan readiness session, which I think is on Thursdays. And that means he took time from that. But I encourage all of us, including myself, to make sure we replay those sessions, because these sessions enrich our knowledge of the holy month. And we are learning so much through him about the Holy Quran, about prayer, fasting, refraining from anything that breaks the peace of us as an individual or as a nation. And so it is with the greatest pleasure that I bring to the microphone our brother, Brother Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Imam, and thank you so much for taking time to be with us this evening.
Wa alaikum salam and Ramadan Mubarak to all. Thank you for having your brother on today. It's a blessing and honor, and no doubt about it, a privilege to be with my sister, Sister Minister Dr. Ava Muhammad, on this call, Elevated Places. which is a beautiful service to the believers. And I thank Allah for you, Minister Ava. It's a blessing to have such a wonderful, wonderful representation in you, in the service that you have given for many years to our nation. And it is no doubt an honor to be one among one and those that have been privileged to serve the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I can't say that enough. We thank Allah for our dear minister and his insight to really put together a wonderful team in the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam. And I feel humbled just to be at that table and really humbled to serve in this post of student national imam. And yes, ma'am, it was in 2012. Praise be to Allah. The time goes by so quick.
Wow.
It goes by so fast.
Wow. 10?
Yes, ma'am. It's actually, it'll be 10 years in this September.
Wow.
When Minister Louis Farrakhan stood me up in September at a believers' meeting, I had no clue. And, you know, divine revelation doesn't come in a memo. You know? So I had no clue whatsoever what to expect. I was just present at a believers' meeting in September of 2012. And look at it, 10 years have gone by. And it is a tremendous blessing to have anything of value to serve our nation. So I thank Allah again for your invite to participate. And this is our regular for the holy month of Ramadan. It's a blessed month, a holy month, a month of discipline, a month of reward. And praise be to Allah for us being blessed to have seen another holy month amidst so much chaos and amidst so much death. And this is a special holy month of Ramadan as we are now beginning to learn to live with just one more major calamity in this time of judgment. I can't, and we do not say that the pandemic is over, but we now are trying to attempt to return to some aspect of learning to live with it. So I thank Allah that this holy month is one in which we are beginning to slowly come back together as a believing family and congregations. And it is a blessing again to be alive in this holy month. And we thank Allah for our dear minister and really lifting up for us on July 4th of 2020, that all of those that have passed during this calamity, we should look at them as martyrs,
yes,
because they have paved the way for a new thinking, a new reality through the sacrifice of their lives, for us to be aware of the depth of what we are facing in this judgment of this nation, of America, and really the world. So again, I just thank Allah for this opportunity just to be here to speak with you and our brother Terrence and all of those that make this call happen. Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved. And you wrote the editorial in our paper last week as we were moving into the holy month of Ramadan, and you spoke to those who are registered in the Nation of Islam last night. I know you're busy every day, but particularly you're in demand during this month. And tonight, this is a great opportunity for our callers to get questions answered that we may have about Ramadan. You know, back in the day when I first came in the nation during the rebuilding, and we were all over at the, well, first I was in Brooklyn, New York, then we were at the, I moved to Chicago, we were at the Final Call building, and at that time we were practicing Ramadan in the month of December, which was really a mercy from Allah through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to begin to bring us back from the death state that we were in, and the mercy of December when the daylight hours are as short as they're going to get in a calendar year.
That's right.
But we just knew, what we knew then is that Ramadan is the time for fasting. And the great benefit of it, the most overtly, obvious benefit was breaking the hypnotic spell of the Christmas holidays. And all of the accompanying madness. But over the years, you know, we began to grow. And, of course, now we practice Ramadan, observe it with the entire Muslim world. And you are going to share with us on the subject of the discipline of self and the blessings of this fast of Ramadan, so that we can rightfully see it as a gift, not so much as a trial, but
right.
as a gift.
Right.
And if you could share, along with some of the things you said last night, which was phenomenal, and then whatever else you wish to share, and if possible, if you can stay with us a bit so we can take questions and comments from our callers. And the floor is yours.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Thank you again. We begin, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. These are our original words of Arabic that are coming in a prayer with the Muslims. We begin all things possibly with the beginning words of seeking refuge with Allah. So I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the accursed enemy. And I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. And we open all things seeking Allah's mercy and his beneficence by saying, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. In these two words, beneficent and merciful, we have Allah's grace and mercy that we are seeking in every action that we do as a Muslim family. But we all need mercy, and we all need beneficence. And beneficence is a fancy word that really is pointing to Allah's giving, his goodness. We see and hear the word benefit in the word beneficence. But Allah Most High has put us on a path that we are to be reminded that we are in a classroom, the classroom of Allah God. So we are blessed to receive his mercy without any type of qualification. Every aspect, every thing that we do and have done, our presence on this earth is automatically a mercy. Even the wicked are given mercy.
Yes.
All of the creatures of Allah are given mercy. But this beneficence, the benefit, Ar-Rahim, this particular aspect, we must begin to qualify through our striving, through our building our will, through discipline. And this discipline is given to us through prescriptions, through commandments, in this beautiful Holy Quran that was revealed during this holy month. In the Holy Quran, we find many commandments, but Allah specifically speaks of fasting, especially in the month of Ramadan, as a prescription. A prescription for our ills, for our sickness of heart, of mind, of body, so that we may come to the master teacher, the master doctor, Allah Most High, to be relieved of that pain of sin, the pain of suffering. Allah has revealed in the Holy Quran, in Surah 2, the cow, verse 183, O you who believe, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, fasting is prescribed for you. Kutiba alaykum siyam, as it was prescribed for those before you. Kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba ala ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun, so that you may guard against evil. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan recently guided us on the Ramadan prayer line to the reality and purpose of the holy month of Ramadan's fast. It is in this message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that he pointed us to the outcome that we should be seeking from the fast. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stated the purpose of the holy month is for the believer to guard against evil. So we have to ask ourselves, are we striving to guard against evil in this holy month of Ramadan? Or as our minister pointed to, are we picking up this month's fast like a fad to lose weight? He reminded us that in the fast, there is a weight to be lost, but it is the weight of sin. What are some of the ways that we may relieve ourselves of the burden of sin that we have placed upon ourselves? And if we look at the rules of fasting, the application of fasting, we'll see that we're disciplining ourselves to a behavior that is for the benefit of self and the benefit of our families and truly humanity at large, if we understand and if we are united in understanding that through the fast, we are not only serving self, but we are exhorted to serve others through kind acts, through giving, and through meeting the need of those that may be in a state of starvation, a state of want. During this holy month, we get a taste of what it means to go without, particularly food and water. But if we look at restraining ourselves from food and water and the desires of the lower self alone as it relates to food and water, during this holy month, we also abstain from sexual relations with our husbands and our wives. So if we look at it only as abstention on the physical level, we are really missing the goal that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is pointing us to. And as this verse that Allah Most High revealed of the fast, that it's pointing us to this reality that we must understand is being taught, la'allakum tattaqun, that we are being taught how to guard ourselves against evil. We're building our willpower. There are many benefits to the fast. As we build our willpower, we also have to see that we are recreating self out of the darkness of our own suffering, our own excesses, our own trespasses against self by controlling our tongues, by controlling our actions, and cultivating a character that allows us to be human beings, up from animal, upright to a perpendicular condition of human being that is worthy of representing Allah God. We don't believe in any spook. no spook gods here, but we know that through the discipline of our character, of our actions, that we begin to, as my brother mentioned earlier, bringing up Kyrie Irving, that, oh, he made a wonderful statement that God is in me. God is in you. I don't know if we know how controversial that statement may be. If
Come
the
on.
Muslim world is listening, they will hear a testimony from our black brother who is representing an Islam that they will soon come to know. Allah in person today. He has come in person, intervening in our affairs. Here is black man and woman in America, in the person of Master Father Muhammad. And he is teaching us to recognize the God within. And we would not know of fasting, Ramadan, or the Holy Quran if it was not for the Savior, Master Father Muhammad. And as I cite this hadith or saying of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, we will see how we can cultivate that God within. And yes, we can do what our brother Kyrie Irving is doing if we put discipline to it. How many hours of training did it take? What does this word discipline mean? Let's look at this hadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is not fasting just to restrain from food and drink. Instead, the fast is to cease from all, one more time, three, all idle talk, obscenity. And should anyone insult you or provoke you or act ignorantly towards you, respond to it by saying, I am fasting. Now, I'll point to these things that we should be fasting from. Idle talk, obscenity, any provocation from some ignorant fool, including yourselves, myself, any provoking that we are doing to ourselves to take us into ignorant activity, ignorant behavior. This is the true fast. The Prophet stated Allah is not in need of our fast if we are engaged in obscenity and acting ignorantly. Stain and discipline ourselves to think we're being strong by abstaining from food and drink and sexual relations during the daylight hours. But if we're cursing each other out, not acting kind to one another, gossiping, engaged in slander and slack talk, passing time away in idle activity, binge watching television shows, and just even being incited to road rage or anger easily. Anger is a very, very dangerous emotion. So this word of, in the original language of fasting, it is from a word called soam. Soam means to still oneself, to be motionless when it comes to being provoked. It means to abstain as well. But most importantly, it is to be still in our mood so that our discipline is centered around Allah's worship and reflection on him alone. We pick up activities of worship during this holy month in prayer and in good acts and kind acts, as we mentioned. And we are looking to balance the imbalances that we've picked up over the year. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has written in Self-Improvement, Basis for Community Development, in our study guides, he has written excessive eating, excessive drinking, excessive sex, the lust for material things, the greed for power, the overpowering of our intelligence by anger and envy, all of these excesses break the spirit of brotherhood and destroy human society. Inshallah, we'll close on this point and open, if it is permitted by our dear sister, the call to any questions or any questions or discussion we may have. Muhammad, peace be upon him, stated, whoever does not give up false statements, lying, and evil deeds and speaking bad words to others, Allah is not in need of his fast. So leaving his food and drink is absolutely no. So let us, brothers and sisters, look at this word discipline and not get scared. You know, I was in school, all of us have come cool, inshallah, and I remember being disciplined for being tardy, for coming late after the bell rang. And, you know, you feel a type of shame when you walk in the door. You're mortified in many ways if you've broken a rule. So when we hear the word discipline, it often has a negative connotation. But if we look at it in its root and mull it over a bit and parse it, we'll see that there's benefit and reward that comes from discipline. Again, this is not some spooky idea that if I fast and I pray, that from the clouds, the blessings of Allah God will rain upon me. No, you know, the sunshine will shine on me. These are the mercies that are given to us anyway as the creatures of Allah God. But when we take a step to Allah by striving, by denying self of the basic needs that we have as human beings, food, drink, sexual relations, these are all things that are the source of life, our procreation, our nourishment, our thirst. These are the things that are the basis of life. But Allah wants us to deny it just for a few hours in the day so that we can gain our willpower and a discipline. So discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior, using punishment to correct disobedience. The controlled behavior resulting from discipline, activity, or experience that provides mental or physical training, a system of rules of conduct. And its other definition is a branch of knowledge, typically one studied in higher education. The root of this word is from Latin, and it points to this word disciple. Now there we're getting deeper and closer to the true meaning, disciple. But it is an instruction, a knowledge that comes from the disciple who is a follower, according to the English dictionary, of Jesus during his life, especially one of the 12 apostles. So we are learning in the fast, the walk of Jesus. Jesus fasts. He fasted. Allah stated in the verse we just read that we fast like those that have come before us, our Christian brothers and sisters, the Judaic family. Fasting has been here with man, period. It is not anything new, but it has become a fad, and we are looking at it only through the eyes of the benefit, but we should focus on the outcome. To be one with Allah God, with clarity of mind, clarity of heart. And yes, we receive the health benefits, and many of the studies are out here proving the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's fast as one that is unmatched, the prophetic fast, unmatched. So let us, brothers and sisters, during this holy month, get beyond the mindset of simple abstention or abstaining from food and water and sexual relations and begin to build our personal relationship with Allah God. For Allah has stated, the fast is mine. Among all of the practices of the principles of faith, fasting belongs to Allah. This is a secret between the believer and Allah Most High. Only Allah knows that we are fasting. And
wow.
Those that we are around No, you're not fasting when we're cursing each other out, not doing right by one another, and breaking relations among the believers, among the human family. Praise be to Allah. Thank you for listening. I hope I didn't go too long. But it's a full, full teaching in this fast that Allah is teaching us directly. I thank Allah again for you, Minister Ava. Thank Allah for all the staff, our brother Terrence, and all those that are wonderful helpers to you on this call, for providing an institution for our nation and for all that will listen in and benefit from the words and guidance that are coming through our dear sister. And we know she is feeding directly from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, the Messiah in our midst. Let us walk the walk of Jesus. Let us walk the walk of the Jesus in our midst and bring ourselves together as a family and benefit from the reward of fasting. And that is to build our community, build our relations, and build our relationship with Allah God. I greet you as we came in the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wow.
Salam.
Right.
All right. What?
That's exactly where I am.
Oh, my God. You're such a blessing.
Dr. Aikma, it's so beautiful. And let me just say this. What is very... I'm not sure. I think you said it that, it's just a blessing, and Brother Imam probably said it about the blessing of the executive council and, the beauty of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and what he placed before us as a leadership. And I always, people that know me know my social media, I always say my squad, because I have a lot of people that I know, and I just love a lot of the different things a lot of my people and my friends do. But I was just looking at something, Dr. Ava, today, and I think it was Brother Bennett's was doing some old clips of the minister, and in those old clips at the MUI, there was, I guess it was the Friday night, or question and answer to Minister Farrakhan, and you would come up to the podium and read the questions, and the minister would then answer. And I say that to say, you're not new to this. That's the point. You're not new to this. You've been doing that. And we can pull your receipts of how long you've been in this work, from the Final Call Administration Building teaching. And so I say that the beauty of what is in our midst, and I think, and I'm only bringing this up because in this moment of humility and gratitude, sometimes we, that's what's able, but we really don't know the beauty of what we got in the midst of us, right? The beauty of who you are and how long you have been doing what you do, to bless, us to have this platform, to be able to bring people that people will want to come to the show because of the dedication and love that you show us and teach us and give us. So when I think of our brother Imam Sultan, it's always funny because when we talk about him, he has this spirit, like it is so humble, very, Jesus got a loving, humble spirit.
Yeah.
But what people don't get, though, because they don't see it, because, we see how Mustafa walks the earth. He comes in, crush, that's the giant that walks the earth. That's Mustafa. But we don't see the John and Imam because he has a countenance of so much love and loving kind. You should see how the other Muslim brothers really love him and care for him. But the beauty that you may not see that needs to be unwrapped, and that's why I'm getting to this point, is that he defends the teaching of Master Father Muhammad, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in a language and a beauty that when you are finished hearing him, you might have had on white garment, but you done got cut up if you try to comfort us, because he's so nice with the word. He's so nice with the Arabic. He's so nice with the hadith. He's so nice with the history. So you have a brother in our midst that can go in anywhere in the world, in the Islamic world, and teach Islam and never deviate, as his teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has never deviated on point number 12. and you will learn Islam if you want to learn it like they learned it. You can get it right here from your national center. That's why I love Student Minister Carlos. I love our brother Eric in Houston that teach Islam at the root is the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we know the minister said Islam is everything in the universe. So I'm just saying that we, and for the callers, y'all just need to make sure that we keep tuning in to this brother and sister and listening, because they are true students of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, not only in their teaching, in their continence, in their beauty, and their spirit. Because I've heard you also, Brother Imam, get reared up a couple of times when you have taught. Because it's like with Sister Ava, when she hit a point, or you say something about the minister, she hit the minister, she hits, it's the gear change. You can recognize the gear changer. And I've heard you
don't
as
mess
well.
With my mama. Don't mess with my mama, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Don't go there. You'll see a whole different brother. You know, you know, we do not tolerate the disrespect of our minister. And, you know, the other side of that love is the fierce defense of that which you love. Mm. And I thank Allah for all that you're saying. You know, the minister has told us clearly, and I'm feeling it now. I'm absolutely humbled, you know, but the human being is not able to receive praise like that. You know, I thank Allah, and I have to just say alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, for our minister. Who has instilled courage and instilled love in those that are his followers, those that seek to emulate him, not copy or imitate, but emulate the love and courage that he exudes. So I thank Allah for just being able to serve. And, man, what you're saying about our sister, Minister Ava, you know, when I was listening to you, you were talking about when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan put our nation on the path of following the lunar months, the lunar calendar of the holy month of Ramadan. I believe that was in 1986, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
He was, yes. Wow. You know what I mean? So these are things that I am also studying, but from a historical framework. Our sister has been walking through it. So for her to recall when it happened, you know, I have so many questions for her on how that transition was received, not only from the Muslim world, but right here inside of our nation.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, I see and hear, and I'm saying this for a reason, bringing it up for a reason now, unfortunately, there are many of us that want to go back to December. You know, we can't do a few more hours.
Come on.
A few hours more. And even now, you know, the days are getting shorter than they were in August, you know. But we still are griping, you know, like the Jews lost asking, you know what I mean? What color is the cow? How big should the cow be? No, fast. You've been a command. Slaughter that cow. Slaughter that lower desire within yourself. We're measuring the sunlight outside. Is it dark to dark? Is it twilight? Is it, when can I eat? My God. That was 1986, Minister Ava. And we still get these. We still get these. So, I thank Allah for your service, and I'm talking about how fast time goes with 10 years this year, inshallah, in the post-serving. Man, we have a beautiful blessing when we see a sister like Minister Ava, who has served the post in such a stalwart manner. Oh, Allah, that kind of dedication, that kind of service and representation for souls, for such a protracted period of time, is a true, true, true disciple.
Praise
be to Allah. We thank Allah for you.
Oh, praise.
And I just had to do a setup. Yeah, I just had to set y'all up, because I know all praise is due to Allah. And I'm just saying that because we talked about Kyrie Irving, and he said, you know, talking about the God in him and then God in you. And so yes, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan comes out, when he comes out and he bows to us because he said he know who he looking at. So the God dwells in us, and it's just a beautiful thing when you have people that utilize that God power to help bring out God in us and to teach us, to help guide us back to the path. And I'm just saying we are blessed to have you, Brother Imam, in this as you are given, because as you were talking about, you know, what it's not about losing weight. It's not about just sustaining for the things we know sustain from and food. But that argument always gets me in Ramadan. That argument, for whatever reason, my nerves are as sensitive as I don't know. And people get on my last nerve. It's like my nervous system knows when it's Ramadan. And people, so, you know, the makeup days is not for food. So if you ever see me making up a days on Ramadan, it's because somebody got on my everlasting last nerve and I couldn't hold it. But those are the things we need to know about when we're breaking fast. Those are the important things because we got to carry those over beyond the 30 days.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And I think yes, I'm going to go to the phone and come back because we got our beloved sister Ula. I don't want this one caller. If we go too late, she's going to fall asleep on the phone. But and then we'll hear snores. But after this call, I wanted to ask you some questions about the editorial.
Yes, ma'am.
In the April 12th edition of The Final Call. And that, Brother Terrence, is one of the exciting revelations of coming into Islam, because in the Western world, your mind is cultivated to think of day is first and night follows day, but it's the other way around. The darkness was here first, and the darkness precedes the daylight, and that has a lot to do with Ramadan and you know, Allah is listening to the imam. He makes you understand there's such a much bigger picture here than we can really perceive. And this is why I appreciate, I mean, it takes years to even begin. I'm just beginning to comprehend the beauty and depth and the gift of Ramadan. You know, and as Allah says, you know, Allah does not desire difficulty for you. He desires ease for you.
Ease.
And when takes us through these things we perceive as difficulty, he's moving us to what real ease is, which coming up out of slavery and having to live under the arch enemy of God, our whole concept of ease is so diminished and it's so low on the scale of life forms. We're the highest life form, but we function at a very low level. And he's bringing us up step by step out of that. But let me go get our sister, and hopefully she's still with us. Sister
Ula?
Walaikum salam.
How you doing, Sister Abram, brother full-time, and brother flight lieutenant, and all the other good people? I wanted to iterate something. Brother, I have gotten on the Nation's website when you were asking if people wanted to join your Arabic class several times, and I never heard anything from you. I don't think it's your fault. I've been experiencing a lot of technical difficulty.
Yes, ma'am. Did you go to noi.org/prayer? Or actually at noi.org, you can, on the homepage there, you can select courses in Islamic sciences, and it'll take you to the online classes. So if you go there,
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You can navigate to that site, and right at the top, you can pull down the courses, and you'll see a section there that will allow you to choose which courses you want to take. And
yes,
there
sir.
Is the you see, is, I don't know if you're doing it now, but if you see it there, you can choose Al-Quran. It's called
Al-Quran.
Al-Quran.
Uh-huh.
Right, Arabic phonics course.
Yes, sir.
And then,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your email or text. Did you send an email?
There was a way that they told me to get into the class, and I followed the prompts. So I don't remember the exact details, but I was wondering why I never heard from you, and I will take your suggestion.
You know what? After or during the call, Minister Ava, do you have our sister's contact? I can reach out to her directly.
Yes,
I
have her telephone number. Sister Ula, can I give the email your phone
number?
Yes,
ma'am, please. Yes,
you don't want to do it on here. Everybody be calling you.
Right.
Oh, that's all right. I have some green piles and carrot cakes for them, you know. But,
that's why they'll be calling, yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Sister Ava, I was going to say this to you because last week you didn't have the program or either that was having technical difficulties. And it was a rough week for me, but I have not missed a day. A man came here and he's supposed to do work on the house tour, the fridge. Another guy came here, supposed to be doing to inspect the house, and he tore up the water. The water where the water couldn't come in and out. But I still, I'll praise till I'm still fasting, and I've not missed one day reading the Quran. You know,
praise to Allah.
And the words of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, the first day of Ramadan, he said, fast no matter how difficult it is. And every time I hit something like that happens, I think of his words. And I thank Allah for you, Sister Ava. Love you very much. And I thank Allah for the minister in the Nation of Islam. And I'm going to let somebody else get on. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. And Sister Ula, what happened last week, we announced it the week before, but I know it didn't get to everyone. But we switched over to our Zoom medium. Because we had Brother Attorney Benjamin Crump as a guest, and he has filed a lawsuit against Google over their discrimination against black people in the workplace, and he had two of the plaintiffs on with him, and so we wanted to make that a visual. We did have... It was either Sister Rona or Sister Donna. They were over there, over here on the blog talk in the very early minutes of the program. But I don't think we were on at 7 o'clock sharp because we were in the last stages of planning the Zoom, and so it may have seemed like there was no program. But we're working to try to coordinate whenever we do that going forward. And I will give your number to the imam. So thank you so much, Sister Ula. We're going to go to Brother Darrell, and then I want to go to that editorial. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Darrell. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem, beloved. All praise due to Allah. Question about the what a minister said at the Swan Song about the I guess you would say the treatment, and he said how if we have family and when he gave the prayer and those that may come down with, is there any way that they will be able to go through, how will we be able to get the treatment if a family member or someone may need the treatment? And also to Brother Imam, I thank Allah for you, beloved, and your family, and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as you being the great-grandson and the minister putting you on your post. You was born for this post. We have you as the great imam for us here in the hills of North America. And it's a blessing that you, when you do come on and speak, you speak so beautiful into the Arabic of what we should do on Ramadan. And also with Brother Tan, I'm kind of disappointed in you, brother, because you'd be taking my words that I want to say to Sister Ava and you and Brother Imam. So it's a blessing to know that we're on the same page about our beloved sister. I just want to thank you all for the words that I would love to say and some for our beloved sister. And may Allah continue to bless you all and that we may make it safely through this on the other side and complete our Ramadan. I love you all, and may Allah continue to bless you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
love you too, beloved.
I'll give you a call in the next few days about the reference the minister made when he and his family contracted COVID, and I think that was the monoclonal antibodies that you may have been making reference to. And I'll speak to you about that. But also keep in mind, there's also an issue of affordability and accessibility when it comes to these treatment regimens. And the minister has also selected, and we as a nation have determined what the best treatment protocols are that are also, they're not only safe and effective, but they're inexpensive and they're accessible. And that includes ivermectin, that includes the black seed oil, and, of course, the vitamin regimen. And above all, following How to Eat to Live, Volumes 1 and 2, and then particularly the central food of our diet is the navy bean, which is just a divine food, and fights everything that comes against the organism. But the how to eat to live, which as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad put atop the title, it's the only book you're going to see in the world that says from God in person.
That's right.
And for him to make not one but two volumes of that book, and this is a regimen that, along with practicing our faith, restores our capacity to be on this planet up to 1,000 years. And in a physical scale, you could almost call that eternal life, because that's a long time. That's a long time. And I mean, if you think about living 10 centuries, then you don't have to stress yourself out about what you want to do with your life. Do I want to do this or that? You can do it all. Okay, you can be an artist, a scientist, all the different in fields of endeavor that you can think about. And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said in the time and what must be done, he said we one of the things that shortens our life along with the way we live is the stress that's peculiar to the tribe of Shabazz, which is us, the black people on this planet, because he said we like to experiment. You know, we're not satisfied with life the way it is. He pointed out the people on the planet Mars and said, you know, the reason they live 1,200 years is because they, first of all, they only eat what grows on their planet. They don't have a Mickey D's or, you know, they don't do crack and drink and all of that. But they are also submissive. The biggest thing is they submit to the law of God, you know. But he said, we, the tribe of Shabazz, and of course, they're intelligent, but we're the highest intelligence. And that's hard to imagine when you look at us and look at our condition. But it's that high intelligence that enabled us to be so rebellious. And he said, we want to challenge and question everything. So I just wanted to mention that.
Excellent. All right.
Excellent.
So, Dr. Ava, editorial.
So, Brother Sam, if you could take a minute on the editorial, the darkness of night precedes the day, and you talked about our Savior has arrived, where the messenger talked about creation coming out of the darkness. And I thought if you could kind of share some of that with the listeners. We're all working toward it, but everybody's not reading. So I think if they could hear something from you, it'd be appreciated. Yes, sir.
Praise be to God. Thank you. We were blessed to pen an article leading into the holy month of Ramadan that appeared in Final Call just, I believe, two editions ago. And I'll start with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his statement or writing in Our Savior Has Arrived. In the article we wrote, we cited this statement, and it really points to the beginning. You know, you want to start at the beginning. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad writes, out of darkness, bliss, and invisible, he brought out the visible vision and thought and idea. So in this, we see that from darkness, Allah has created all things. When we speak of self-creation, we understand that this was not something that occurred in an instant, but over a period. And in that period of darkness, we see in our teachings that Allah went to war with darkness, with light. So light penetrates the darkness. And we understand through scripture that thought and idea is an introspective vision that brings about ultimately motion that allows us to begin to engage the creative process to now, from material things that are existent, begin to create, begin to form. We look at the beginning, and we also look at our own beginning. It was in the womb that we were also in triple darkness. The three coverings that are there scientifically covering the womb as it's, as we have just stated, we are, when we were just a small germ in the womb of our mothers, that began our development. So when we look at now the sun setting, and we know truly the sun does not set because the earth is revolving around the sun and moving upon its axis. The sun is always present, but it's the clouds, it's the movement of and rotation of the earth, things that obscure light. In the following of the lunar calendar, the moon is our focus. It is where we actually begin to mark time and day. And we know that, you know, I don't know about you, but I grew up on these Indian movies, cowboys and Indian television shows. And they have someone on there acting, be a white man with some makeup on, but he would say many, many moons ago, many moons ago. Right? So we count by the moon. Enemy who began to obscure the marking of time through the Gregorian calendar that was established by Pope Gregory. Now, that was, and we wrote this in the research we did, it was established in 1582. That's something new. That is not the means by which the original man calculates time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has put us on the path to understanding from the Holy Quran as our root how to calculate time. It is in the Quran that it is revealed that Allah made 12 months by his ordinance. Points out in the Holy Quran as well that this idea of looking for the new moon, many people ask this. This is also not a new thing because the calculation of the lunar cycle is so precise that they are in fractions. And there are approximately 29 and a half days in the lunar calendar. So at some points throughout the year, you will have a 30-day lunar calendar. And this is where the argumentation begins to come up, or the differences in sighting and where you have sighted it. Because on one part of the hemisphere, you can sight a new moon or crescent moon, to be precise in language. But in another part of the planet, you may not have seen that moon yet. And Allah has revealed in the Quran that they ask you of the new moon. Allah says, say, they are times appointed for men. So in this statement, we are given guidance by Allah that he has dictated and written for us to follow the times appointed for men by the new moon, the new moon. Now, the new moon technically is a black moon. I'm going to say it one more time. The new moon is a black moon. Once again, pointing to the darkness. Well, now, I know my brother TC is a hip-hop head. I'm not talking about black moon.
Come on, black moon.
Most Deaf of Tala Kweli. I'm talking about that new moon. That new moon, which is utterly black and unable to be seen because the earth's shadow is completely covering it. So then degree by degree, fraction by fraction, the crescent, the new moon, now keep our universal flag in mind, the new moon is slowly being revealed, degree by degree, fraction by fraction, stage by stage, until it is observable either using one of these new contraptions of a telescope or by the naked eye. So once that new moon is sighted, then we have entered into the new calendar month of the lunar cycle. And yes, there is disputation, there's disagreement, but we have to look at it from a perspective that the entire Muslim world across the globe, no matter where we are looking to enter the same day or the same door at one time to worship Allah Most High. And yes, this can cause a little traffic, a little confusion. And we hope that you take an opportunity to read this article that we can begin to see that we are serving Allah's purpose. Allah is not going to kill us if we start a day later or a day earlier, because in reality, we are in different locations on the planet. But when one person has sighted the moon, we are to trust that person's observation if they are Muslim and if they are people of, trustworthiness, that they're trustworthy. So once the moon has been sighted somewhere on the planet, according to all of the teachings of Muhammad, peace be upon him, of course, if one person has sighted it, then the entire Muslim community should begin the fast. But in this day, there is much nationalism. There is much division in the Muslim world, and many don't want to follow some sightings that may have happened in the East, may have happened in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt or in India. And others will say, oh, I'll wait until I see it with my naked eye. Well, then we are forced to count the days. And Muhammad guides us to count the days, and we do not go over 30. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has given us that guidance as well, that we count 30 days. So we have this kind of gray area. And when we have a little gray area, this is when we begin to strain at a gnat, right, and swallow the camel. And we become divided. Oh, it started on the second, brother, or it started on the third, sister. Well, it was projected to start on the second or the third. Many of us just read to the number two and said Ramadan begins on the second. Okay, well, there was another phrase of the sentence, or the third, right? So we wanted to get ahead of the confusion by presenting to the believers that there's a fraction of time that's being calculated, and that, yes, we can expect to hear that many of the Muslims may begin on the second or the third, but this does not discount our fast. One or the other is not wrong. Allah judges all actions by our intent. And we will get to the day that we expect is the proper day, or the day we think or desire to be the day. But we'll wake up for prayer, right? Make our prayer and continue eating until the sun is rise. What am I saying? And beyond the sun rising. Well, we have been taught to fast, dark to dark. Why are we making our prayer, Fajr, prayer, that is the dawn prayer? At Fajr time, the sun has now entered the atmosphere. The light has entered the atmosphere. So we're making mistakes throughout our fast. Is Allah judging us on that? No, he's judging us on our intent. So if you have fasted and you start your prayer at sunrise according to what your handheld device says, sunrise, if you look outside, it's bright outside. No, you start fasting. You know, the sun has already hit the horizon. We fast from dark to dark. That means before the sun has risen. So it is the dawn prayer, not the sunrise prayer. So in language, we have disagreement because we're not going deeper in thought and not relating it back to the teachings, back to the revelation of Allah God. And there's the point, that we are coming out of darkness into light, as on the coming of Master Father Muhammad, a period of darkness of 6,000 years, that for another 1,000 years plus into eternity, we are seeing the light of God shine through a new reality, a new Islam, a new world that has been established after the darkness of ignorance has been expelled. And to use the language of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in How to Eat to Live, until evil has been vanquished. So darkness is associated with evil and all kinds of concealed activity. And in that time of darkness, we follow the star. We follow the stars of prophetic guidance, and we follow the star, the bright star, that allows us to navigate ourselves in the darkness until we see the light. So we thank Allah for having the blessing to put this article out. And I do want to tell the believers, at some point, inshallah, we will release a book so that we will have this perspective of fasting from our teaching published so that every year these oft-asked questions, we've had the blessing to interview the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on these frequently asked questions of the believers in relationship to the fast of the holy month of Ramadan. And we're going to, inshallah, publish a book that will allow us to see all of the citations, all of our ministers' guidance as it relates to the fast of the holy month of Ramadan. And we have to remember the obligatory fast is during the holy month of Ramadan. We can continue what has been referenced as a dry fast throughout the year. So we make up a like number of other days, right? So we can also, once we complete any days that we may have missed, we can also continue the discipline of fasting from dark to dark throughout the year to make sure that when we hit the holy month of Ramadan, we're not going cold turkey, right? We're going into it, you know, with, and it should be easy for us. So meaning the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has already put us on a path of and discipline of fasting, but it's a wet fast, right? We can drink coffee or water during the daylight hours. But if we abstain from drinking water or coffee during the daylight hours, then this becomes the type of fast that we confront or meet during the holy month of Ramadan called Saum, which means to abstain, to be still, and to deny ourselves of those basic life needs. So praise be to Allah. I hope this was helpful to know that in the observation of the lunar calendar, which is a calendar that we share with the most ancient of societies, right? The Buddhists follow the lunar calendar. So this is not something new. Islam has renewed for every era what the original man and woman has been practicing throughout time. So we fast as prescribed to those that were also prescribed to fast before us. So inshallah, Christian family will come back to the lunar calendar, right? We'll come back to the calendar that Jesus followed, and we must stay on the guidance that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has given us, because he said when, and Sister Ava, you can speak more to this, that in the statement our minister made in 1986, he stated that we have reached a state of maturation, a state of maturity, that he now felt we were able to fast during the holy month of Ramadan with the Muslim world, and he found a way to unite with the Muslim world based on the guidance that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad gave him, is find a way to unite. And in this way, our minister found, through placing us on the commandment of following the month during the whole during the lunar months. So when we look at that maturity, you know, we have to say that right now the conversation of a white Jesus is a controversial statement right now in a way that it was not in the 1950s, 60s, 70s. You know, a white Santa is a controversial statement now. So the world is maturing into understanding who the original man is, who the true Jesus is, and was, and now there's a conversation and maturity just in society itself that this allows us to look at the celebration of Christmas in December in the way that it was looked at 40, 50, 60 years ago. So are we mature? That's the question we have to ask ourselves as we continue to strive to fast during the lunar months of the holy month of Ramadan.
Praises be to Allah.
Good call. I'm full.
See, that's such light. Oh, that's such light in and of itself. I'm going to go back Oh, forever and ever. Let me go back to the phone, and we have our dear brother, Brother Hoyle, has a comment. And let's open up his line.
As-salamu alaykum, Ramadan Mubarak. Ramadan Mubarak, family.
Wally.
Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. Oh, praise to Allah. I have a question for the Imam. Excellent job, sir, and all to all of you, and Sister Ava, of course, and Brother Terrence and Sister Pam, Donna and Rona and all of the crew. I missed y'all last week. I was on the Zoom. But I have a question for the Imam, and I just want to make this comment. This came out of Peace, Refuge, and Renewal during Ramadan. This is so beautiful, family. He said, what is the natural sound of a righteous human being on the planet that was created by Allah? Not for the wicked, but for the righteous. What is that sound? And he said, well, I think we can say our sound is peace. Our sound is a gift of God that we will give peace to all those to whom we have in contact. And my question to you, Brother Imam, explain the first three stages of Ramadan, which is Rahmah, or mercy of Allah. The second one is forgiveness of Allah, if I say it right, Maghfirah. And the last 10 days is the safety from hellfire, which is Najat, if I'm pronouncing it right. And also, they talk about a 6-day fast after Ramadan, what they call Shawwal. Could you explain that, brother? As-salamu alaykum.
Go ahead,
I'll give it. Yes, sir.
Thank you, brother.
Wa alaykum salam. Thank you. These are, thank you, beloved. That is very important also.
Yes, sir.
Pointing to Shawwal and how these stages of the holy month of Ramadan. So once we now, thank you so much for this question, right in this context. Once we get used to the lunar month of the holy month of Ramadan, then we want to get interested in the month that precede and follow the holy month, right? So if we're looking for a new moon and it marks the month of Ramadan, well, we want to know what the month is that we're coming out of, right? That month that precedes the holy month of Ramadan is known as Sha'ban. And in that month, the Prophet, peace be upon him, would practice as much fasting as he possibly could in preparation, so much so that his companions and those close to him would think he was going to fast the entire month. But he would go just enough to fast and stop so that no one would think around him that the whole month of Sha'ban should be fasted in. But he would fast enough to make it very clear that in that month there are a deep, deep reward and blessing, and it is a preparation for the holy month of Ramadan. So once the crescent is sighted, and we see we're out of Sha'ban, or we've counted 30 days, or at somewhere around 29 days, there's been a crescent sighted, we begin the holy month of Ramadan. And that first 10 days is, yes, the month. The first 10 days are known as Rahmah, or mercy. We have mercy, then Maghfirah, forgiveness, and the last 10 days are freedom from the fire. You know, this really points to the guidance that we have in the three phases of our development, back to this point of out of darkness into light, that we are first in this stage of what is really animal state, and it's known as nafs al-amara, the state or self that is amara, that is completely under the command of the lower desires. So amara comes from the word amr, which means command. So it is sometimes translated as the commanding self, the self that is really immature, that is like a child that needs to develop discipline. When you eat, when you see food, you eat. When you see water, you drink. When the urge of sex comes up, you have sex, and there's no rule around it. You just do it based on the low animal self. But we grow into Nefsolawama, the self-accusing spirit, where now you're beginning to come into a maturity that usually happens between somewhere the ages of puberty, somewhere between the ages of 7 to 10. This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, you know, start having your children pray at the age of 7. And if they're not doing so by 10, beat them in words, he writes in Message to the Black Man. So if we're not, by a certain age, learning to discipline our desires, as represented in the prayer, when we put one hand, the right hand over the left, we are subduing our low desires. We are practicing a type of spiritual abstaining from the lawlessness of our low desires, the untamed desires, by bending our will to that of Allah's commandments, that we then protect ourselves from excessive eating, excessive sex, by the law of discipline that allows us to balance ourselves and not fall into excess. This is the spirit of the self-accusing spirit, the mindset, the spiritual consciousness of the self-accusing spirit, where now we have developed a consciousness, right, or consciousness of Allah God, and an awareness of our actions and the awareness of cause and effect. Once we have come to grasp that Allah is not punishing us, but he's actually giving to us wisdom, he's giving to us a maturity that through the self-accusing spirit, we now begin to have a discipline and we become completely conscious of Allah God. And we ultimately, oh, what a beautiful thing our minister wrote and to originally the council, but the message is to the whole nation. That in this, that we should begin to learn how to forgive ourselves, right? That he prays that we forgive ourselves and forgive others. In now knowing that we will make some mistakes, even in self-accusing spirit, when it has risen in the human being, we still will make some mistakes, but then we're not punishing ourselves for those mistakes in the way that we were in the self-accusing spirit. We now develop ourselves into a state known as the soul at rest, the soul at rest. Nafsul mutma'inna. This is the soul or the human being, the spirit now in heaven. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us to set ourselves in heaven at once. And this is that state where now we are learning from our mistakes, correcting ourselves. We are now in the process of self-correction. And our mistakes become lessons learned. And we do not go back to that wrongdoing. And we're self-correcting by now taking the pain of sin and transforming it into wisdom, so that not only are we correcting self, but we stay in a state of repentance. We stay in a state of repentance, and Allah does not punish those who are in a state of repentance. What a blessing to be on a path from an animal state into a conscious state, and then a state of setting ourselves now into heaven. This is what it is to be free from the fire of sin. That now, yes, we will make mistakes, but we are free from its fires. We are free from its chastisement, and those mistakes become a garden for the believer, a garden of wisdom, a garden of knowledge, a garden of conscious practices and disposition that allow us to now whatever confront in life, we are able to make from it not a punishment, but a challenge and a trial that we may face. But even in hell, even in a place where we are looking at all types of chaos, just like that narrative we have in the revelation of the Holy Quran of Abraham, where he was cast into a fire, but that fire was made cool. We are like that, and we are looking at a man like that in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who has called out the tyrants, who has called out the idol worshippers, yet he is in a garden. Look at the beauty of the representation of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Look at the reproving. These are men, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that were not and are not hell in the midst of hell, but they are endlessly demonstrating and showing that they have been given all of the reward that Allah has for them, where they themselves have become abundant in knowledge and wisdom and favor, that they are now spreading that favor from the fountain of abundance to all that will drink from that fountain, so that we as well can set ourselves into a garden, set ourselves into heaven at once. So we thank you, brother, for that question. And I will close this on your asking of Shawwal, the 6 days of Shawwal. As soon as this holy month is over, we enter the month of Shawwal, and it is the month in which we do our best to fast in that first week, 6 days. And Muhammad, peace be upon him, he's narrated that if we fast those 6 days, that it is the reward of fasting an eternity. So in essence, we are reflecting on the fast of the holy month and bringing the habit and conduct and discipline that we've developed into a new month, so that we, Allah willing, don't become worshipers of Ramadan, right? That we become what we have developed during the holy month of Ramadan, and each Ramadan thereafter, we become better and better and better in our phases of development, and not regress during the year, and now have to try to make up and, you know, self-correct once a year. No, this is supposed to be an elevation after elevation after elevation into elevated places, where we are in paradise, where we are setting ourselves in heaven at once by right action, by the proper worship of Allah Most God, Allah Most High, Allah God, that we are not falling victim to our low desires, but we are becoming victorious over our low desires and representing Allah God through our actions, by developing and cultivating his attributes within ourselves.
Oh, praises to Allah. Thank you, Brother Imam, and thank you, Brother Hoyle.
Thank you, Brother Hoyle. That was an excellent question.
Yeah, it really was. Well, we're down to less than 5 minutes. I'm going to quickly jump to Atlanta and take a call from Brother Kevin. He has a question. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Kevin. Ramadan Mubarak.
Wa alaykum salam, family. Ramadan Kareem. I pray that everyone's having a blessed month. Yes. My question is, Brother Imam, my wife has recently gotten interested in preparing the bodies before a janaza, and she has attended a few classes over at the masjid in Atlanta, here in Atlanta, but we want to know if there's a book that you produced or there's a training that we can get from our nation so so that we could have the proper way of preparing the body. And the,
yes,
and the prayers as well.
Yes. The Muslim believes we have a dignified and beautiful prayer service in the janazah prayer for our brothers and sisters that have passed. And there's also not only the prayer service that we have, but there's a specific and beautiful way in preparing the body or remains of the believer who are deceased. It is the shrouding. It is called kafan. If we listen to the word kafan, we'll hear the word coffin. It is the beginning of what is understood to be civilized manner in our burial of the human being. So, yes, sir, we have a course that we'll be launching on the Islamic Sciences website, Courses in Islamic Sciences. Again, you can go to noi.org and just navigate there, and it will take you to that page. We will be launching that, inshallah, right after the National Training Conference with GM, inshallah, coming up in July. Our brother, Student Assistant Supreme Captain, Brother Aziz. So we have had discussion where we are going to initiate, Allah willing, a class in the FOI, and we have discussed similarly with our National Student Captain, Sister Naima, the same. There are some slight differences in the preparation of our deceased. So, yes, sir, not only do we have online courses, we have not yet put it in the form of a book, but we do have a booklet, basic step-by-step guide that is available through the online courses that are basically the materials that come with the online course. We haven't made it public yet because we intend to, inshallah, roll it out with the guidance of our minister and roll it out after the or during the National Training Conference. It came up quite a bit last year where we were blessed to deliver a workshop on the topic. So thank you, brother, for that question. Inshallah, if you go to the website, noi.org, and navigate courses in Islamic sciences.
All right, noi.org, courses in Islamic sciences. Wow. Well, Brother Imam, you are such a blessing, such an asset to the Nation of Islam, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts, the whole Elevated Places team and all our listeners, for taking time and making this beautiful month even richer and giving it even more texture than we thought possible. Thank you so much. And thank you, Brother. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Terrence Muhammad, Sister Rona Muhammad, Sister Pamela Muhammad, the whole Elevated Places team, all of our listeners who both listen in and those who log in at blogtalkradio.com/Elevated Places. May Allah bless us all to be successful with the remainder of this wonderful, wonderful, blessed Ramadan. And may He bless us all with love and the light of understanding. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.